94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
This is your opportunity to get some pretty cool Christmas gifts here locally, right, Kara?
Yeah.
Hi. How are
Hello.
You?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you doing?
Good. It's getting cold outside, as you can see. They can't see, but I can see you have your jacket on.
Yes.
You guys are prepping over at the Box Factory for a pretty cool event that you have coming up, right?
Yeah, we're calling it our Holiday Makers Market. It's the first year that we've done this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so okay, it's kind of exciting in that way for us that we get to try something new. But we're asking for artists and makers who are going to have some booths around the building, and then it's going to be a great way for people to come and get some of their holiday shopping.
Well, first of all, let me pick your brain a little bit.
Yeah.
First, let's start, just in case anybody has no idea what I mean when I say the Box Factory. Let's start there.
So the Box Factory for the Arts is an arts organization. We are in St. Joseph on Broad Street.
we're kind both of sleepy today.
It's the time change. So we're an arts organization. We have a couple galleries in our area, in our space, which are free for the public during the week. And we also host all different kinds of events, including concerts, classes. And then we also have artist studios who rent the space there. And they have some pretty cool stuff. So they're great to come look around and see what they're up to as well.
So really, it's good to go anytime.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's always something going on.
Learn more on your website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
So I'm curious how you came up with the idea, the concept of having this makers market.
So it's kind of a common thing during this time of year for people to have like craft fairs or artisan markets. And so we thought maybe we'd jump on the bandwagon a little bit and try and have one of our own kind of in between some of the other ones in the area so that people are still able to go to some of the other ones.
Oh, yeah. So this year you have it planned out for, and this is pretty cool. This year, it's the first year. Saturday and Sunday, it's December 9th and 10th is what we're thinking. So Saturday, it's going to be from 10 to 5 and Sunday noon to 2. Now, before I pick your brain on what the heck I'm going to be able to do there, because I am not artistic whatsoever.
Yeah.
You did say that the deadline kind of is right now.
Yes.
But today. You're hopefully going to be able to accept them going forward, possibly.
Yes. So for people who are artists and makers themselves, we have been accepting applications to be in one of our booths. Mm-hmm. We'll have booths set spaces for people all in our upstairs level, and then we're going to have some in our downstairs as well.
So you have quite a lot of space, but I have a feeling you're filling up fast.
Yes. Yeah. So if you're listening to this on the Tuesday, then after the 10th, then you can still check with us just in case we have some slots open.
Now, what does this mean exactly? Do we have to pay to have a booth there?
Yes. Okay. So artists will have to pay $30 per day, or if they want to do both days, it's $50.
That's so cheap.
Yeah.
Let's think about how much you sell one item for.
Exactly.
Probably around that price.
Yep. We're trying to keep the cost down because one of our goals as an organization is to help local artists and to bring the local artists together with the community. So this is another great way that we can do that.
What kind of stuff are you seeking out, or is there any regulations or guidelines for who can participate?
Well, we are wanting people who do unique and handmade artisan creations, anything from food and drink to paintings, or even
like
furniture or pillows or whatever
jewelry.
You make, we want you to come and sell it for the holidays.
Yeah. So as long as it's handmade by you, you can't buy this from somebody else.
Yeah.
And sell it yourself.
Okay. Yes.
I got it. Then what's the easiest way to get a hold of you to ask if there's still space?
You can go to our website, boxfactoryforthearts.org. You can email Jamie Bingaman at jbingaman at boxfactoryforthearts.org.
I'm going to make you read that again.
Yep. So J Bingaman, BINGAMAN at boxfactoryforthearts.org. Or you can give us a call at 269-983-3688.
Fantastic. Can you tell me that number one more time?
Yep. 269-983-3688.
Very good. And this is for if you are listening and you know someone or you are that person that makes something handmade, crafty, whatever it may be, you can participate in this if you're interested. $30 a day or $50 for both days.
Yep.
So you can choose which day you want.
Yes.
Okay, cool. This is happening December 9th. Saturday, that is 10 to 5. And then also December 10th, Sunday, is noon to 5. What does setup look like? Same day?
Yeah, it's a little bit earlier in the day for the
before you open.
But for people who are coming and wanting to purchase gifts, it's a great way to get their holiday shopping done, and it's free to come in for the shoppers.
That's where I was going for this.
Yep.
So, if I told you I have no craft expertise whatsoever, I might buy something like this and pretend that I'm the one that made it. Just to make people think that I'm actually crafty. No, but really, I think this would be really cool for, even if you're giving somebody a gift from out of town.
Yeah.
I'd say that it came from right here. That's a good question, though. That brings
you
to a good point.
And it shows your creativity a little bit when you know, when you have good taste in choosing what you're going to purchase from an artist as well. So,
what about the art? Back to the artist real quick. Is there a, I guess, do they need to be from town? Do they need to be from Southwest Michigan? What are you seeking?
Anybody.
Okay.
I guess we prefer them to be from Southwest Michigan, but
I mean, you guys have had shows before where it's, you know, span.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Same kind of thing for the people who can vend at this. Now let's talk about the attendance.
Yeah.
Obviously, do you have anyone that we can you can give me an example of who might already be there?
Yeah, so I believe that we have someone doing ornaments, I think. And then I believe we have a watercolor person.
Watercolor.
I'm not exactly sure of everyone. Yeah, we're
planning.
Still trying to figure it out. So, but I know that we're gonna have some great stuff.
Well, come back and see me in December, and then
Absolutely.
We can talk once you have things in file.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how the setup is gonna be for that day, though. So, or that weekend, really.
Yeah. So we're gonna have the booths around the building. And artists will have their little kind of like a little shop for them.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to be having cooking demos and some other holiday themed activities. And we'll also have some food out, and it'll be a good way to have fun with your friends and shop around and see what local artists are doing.
Well, really though, I bet you a lot of people around this time are also in downtown St. Joe going shopping, and you can just make this part of your stop.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, if you're just not tuning in, we're talking about the first ever Box Factory Holiday Makers Market.
Mm-hmm.
I love the name of it. It's so catchy.
Box
Factory, if you've never been, it's that funky, cool building on the hill up Broad Street as you're going into downtown St. Joe.
It has Box Factory on it.
And then this is happening on December 9th and 10th, Saturday and Sunday. Again, I'm going to say this, Saturday will be 10 to 5 and Sunday noon to 5. So it's two different days. So just mark it down in your calendar to go one of the days.
Yes.
Is there like a cool Facebook page, or maybe is there more information to come on this online?
Yep. We have all the information on our website at boxfactoryforthearts.org. Mm-hmm. And we do have a Facebook event through our Facebook page. So if you go to our Facebook page, Box Factory for the Arts.
And like them there, you'll be able to find the events. Cool. And you said this is completely free to attend, so there's no cost to get in.
Nope.
There's just cost of if you decide
if you
want to purchase something.
Yep.
Okay. And then you mentioned cooking class, and that kind of sparked my attention. Who hosts these?
So we're doing cooking. It's cooking demos.
Okay.
So we have an instructor right now, Susan Graham, who does some cooking classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's going to kind of be doing some, I guess, well, demos to show the kind of things that you can take a class of, or you can just see how, I mean, she's going to show people how to make things, and her cooking's amazing, so it's always kind of fun to
see. Well, I like to cook, and I'm good at cooking, and I think that you could really use this as either a way to broaden your, I guess, kitchen skills, or
just
learn if you don't know at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think this would be fun to do as a date.
Yes.
So this would give you a good example as to what you could possibly do even further at the Box Factory beyond just watching her demo. She does classes. Are they there?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very
and
cool.
You can see all those on our website as well.
Very good. I'm going to do a really quick recap for any artists who might be listening, if you don't mind. They possibly might still have space for you.
Yes.
So it just depends on who signs up for which days and who drops out last minute. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I understand how this works.
Yeah.
So the best
sure.
thing to do if you're interested in possibly selling your handmade craft items, anything, food, you said furniture, yep, jewelry, whatever it is that you might
need. Any artisan gifts.
Yep. Get a hold of them. What's the number to call?
The number is 269-983-3688.
Mm-hmm. Also online?
Yep. Our website is boxfactoryforthearts.org.
Okay. I'm a vendor and I want to go on just one day. How much does it cost?
It is $30.
Or both days.
For both days, it is $50.
Just do both days.
Yeah.
Right? Again, this is happening December 9th and 10th. Saturday is the 10 to 5 and Sunday is the noon to 5. And for anyone that might be just listening that just wants to attend a shop, put this down. Make sure that you like them on Facebook to pay attention to when it's happening, yep, and you just have it on your radar. Again, it's going to be a cool place to go shopping for Christmas gifts locally. And anything else I'm missing?
I don't think so. It's going to be a really fun weekend.
Yeah, you're putting some stuff in the works too. So, mm-hmm, you know, when you come back, maybe see me in a few weeks, we can cover exactly,
yes,
what time,
sure,
cooking demos
and
are.
And once we know all of the artists who are going to be participating, we'll start putting photos out of some of their work as well.
Beautiful. Otherwise, just watch the website, be listening here. And this is their first one ever. So make it big so that, yeah, they can do it again next year. And per usual, thanks for coming in,
yeah,
and
thanks
contacting
for having me.
Yep.
Got something to say with Lindsay K. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay K. From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.